I've had many trials in my life. Many things have happened, but every time God has seen me through and on the other side of that sickness or money problem or whatever it was, relationship, God resolved it as only He could do perfectly.
Thank you for listening to Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams.
And I'm so glad you joined me today. I want to talk to you today about unshakable faith. A Christian can have unshakable faith. So many Christians walk around as victims, and they're not victorious. But in this message and how he says we can be victors in the middle of our life, no matter what comes against us, and no one will be able to crush you, no one will be able to break you or destroy you, but in the end, you will stand victorious with this unshakable faith in Jesus Christ. Well, amen and amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, anything that comes out of my heart or my lips, let it be glorifying and edifying to you, Father, and inspirational and encouraging to this audience. Well, we're going to be in Acts chapter 19, so I hope you'll get your Bible out. I want to give you a little background. We're going to be talking about Paul today. Paul had unshakable faith, but there was a day when he was a ruthless, terrible leader, and he was a Pharisee, part of the Jewish Sanhedrin. He was a leader, and it was his job to imprison Christians and to torture them and to kill them. And he helped kill Stephen, and he helped kill others, and he was a terrible person. But God came to him through Jesus Christ. Jesus came to him on the road of Damascus in Acts chapter 9, knocked him down in the desert, just knocked him off his feet, blinded him with the touch of God for God's purpose. You know, our infinite God has great wisdom, and there is no wisdom better. And he chose this man. And so he's knocked down in the desert, Paul is, and he says, Jesus said to him, Paul, I'm going to use you as my instrument. Now, Ananias is going to come, one of the disciples, lay hands on you, and you're going to be able to see again. But you are going to work for me from now on. And that's exactly where Paul is. He has changed. He's been forgiven by the blood of Christ. He has accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. But we find him in Acts 19, and he is sharing God's word across Asia Minor and Rome. And we pick it up right then in verse 1 of Acts 19. So let's read together. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. Paul said John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. But some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way. So Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years, so that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. And what a powerful word this is. In verse 11, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and the evil spirits left them. Some of the Jews who went around driving out evil spirits tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over those who were demon-possessed, and they couldn't do it. And this is what was going on. It shows that even though Paul was a Christian and he had this unshakable faith, because now the tables had turned. Here's a man that was trying to do in the Christians, but now the tables are turned, and now his own people, Jewish people, are going after him. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to beat him. They wanted him to quit talking and quit preaching. But in these first verses of Acts 19. And so I want to say that my number one point is unshakable faith is placing all faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and being totally secure and confident in every situation. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 6, 2, 1 and 2, it says, "My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." No matter what you're in the middle of, whatever strife, whatever problem, whatever trial you're in, if you will learn from that adversity, if you will learn from that trial and trust God in the storm and look to Him during the storm, don't look at the winds and the waves, look unto Him. If you will do that, your experience will make you stronger as God gets you through, as He sees you through to the victory onto the other side of this great trial you find yourself in. Then you will be strengthened. And the next time a big storm comes up, you're probably not going to be as afraid as you were that last time. That's what's happened to me. And when I look at this, I remember Acts 19, verse 5, those disciples that were baptized into John. Now, that was just a man, John the Baptist. He was the precursor of Jesus. He was telling everybody, there's someone coming, the Messiah, who I'm not even worthy to wash his feet. I mean, that's how he felt about the Messiah. He knew he was God. He knew he was coming, and he was just spreading the word, repent, repent, and be baptized. And that's what he was doing. But there's no power in the name of John the Baptist, but there is so much power. The power of the universe is behind Jesus Christ, for he's the one true God. And so in Acts 19:5, on hearing the gospel that Paul preached to these 12 disciples, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and then they got the Holy Spirit. And that's my number two point. Unshakable faith is led by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Jesus said to Paul on the road of Damascus, "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." This was exactly what Jesus told him he was going to do, and he obeyed him, and he went to the city, did he not? That's exactly what he did. And Paul was such a powerful leader because he had unshakable faith, because he was led by the Holy Spirit, and he was led by the Word, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so that is such a powerful point of this, is that you must get into your Bible. You must learn these precepts. In Romans 8:14, it says, "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so you live in fear any longer. The Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship." So what it's saying is, when you become a Christian, you receive the Holy Spirit. That's God's promise to you, that you are a son or you are a daughter of the Most High God. You are ushered into the kingdom of God immediately upon accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit comes to live inside every believer. And as you follow the Spirit, and not what the world says, because that's just death and doom and destruction, do not listen to the world, but read your word. Be sure you go to church. Make sure you're there in a biblically sound church so that you can hear the word. Make sure you follow Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit, and he will help you have this unshakable faith. Another point is unshakable faith follows God's will and plan for their lives when faced with persecution and unbelief all around them. In Acts 19, in the verse 9, it says, "But some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way." The way was the Christians in that day. And it's just like your life. I remember when I became a Christian, many people that I had that were my friends, they thought I went too far, that I was too dedicated in the Lord. Even my family members, I was rebuked by several family members who were unbelievers. But let me tell you this, so many years have gone by in my life because I aligned it with Jesus Christ, because I humbled myself, because I knelt, because I said, "God, forgive me. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. I want you to be in charge of everything in my life. Not just one door, every door, everything. Please, Lord, be my Lord and Savior. And when I did that, my whole life was transformed. And today, I'm preaching a message to you because I have unshakable faith, not because of me, but because of what Jesus Christ has done in my life. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be worried about the future. God is your source. This Jesus Christ, He is the way. That's why they called it. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so what you want to do and what I want to do is be sure to fall under His authority because our lives will go well. You know, I've had many trials in my life. I've had many disasters. Many things have happened. But every time God has seen me through and on the other side of that sickness or money problem or whatever it was, relationship or someone in my family, wayward, God resolved it as only He could do perfectly. This unshakable faith, another thing about it that Paul had was unshakable faith knows that we have to keep working towards our calling. If you're called to be a fireman or you're called to be a nurse, you're called to be a doctor, you're called to be anything that you're called to be, you do it as unto the Lord. Do everything with excellence. Get your training. Make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be. Go in every day excited, and go in excited with the joy of the Lord. And when you go in, you take the Lord with you. You be unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when somebody asks you, why are you so happy? Why are you so joyful? Tell them the truth. It's because Jesus is in charge of your life, and He lives inside of you. The light of the world is inside of you, and you want to share that good news with everybody you've got. And then the last point I have today is that not only will you have the victory, but when you are a believer of Jesus Christ and you have this unshakable faith, God does miracles and wonders through your life. And I want to read this again to you so you really get this. Listen to in verse 11 of Acts 19. You might want to circle this in because this pertains to you too. It said, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick and their illnesses were cured and the evil spirits left them. Now, I'm not saying in that scripture that you and I are going to have that same effect on people, but I am saying this. Paul didn't have the power there. It wasn't Paul's power. It was the Holy Spirit living in him and guiding him. And in what he was called to do for Jesus, Jesus did miraculous miracles through his ministry for others, to bless others, and to bring more people to Christ. So if you're a fireman, or if you're a nurse, he will lead you out of the excellence of your job. They'll say, that nurse is so good at her job. She has got a good attitude. She's got the best beautiful smile. What is it about her? And they will know that it's Jesus Christ because you can witness and testify to him of what God has done in your life. And why would you do that? Because listen, friend, at the end of this life, when you pass away, you're going to a place called paradise with Jesus Christ. That's called heaven. And your name is written in the book of life. And that's in Revelation. You can read about it. There is an absolute book called the book of life that when you become a Christian, your name is written in that book of life forever and ever and ever and ever. But those people around you that do not know Jesus, if they've denied it like these unbelievers in this message I'm telling you, they will be separated at the end at the judgment seat of Christ, and they will be separated from God for eternity. And oh, what a terrible place that is. I'm telling you that if you have family members or you have coworkers, out of love for what Jesus has done for you, share that love with them. Have unshakable faith. When troubled times come and they see that you're still working and they see that you still have a good attitude, even though they know that you've got trials in your life, that you turn those over to the Lord Jesus, that you ask God to bless it, you ask and you're trusting God, and they see you victorious at the end, they're going to say, I want this. I want what you have. And that's unshakable faith that you know and you can have the confidence that God will never leave you nor forsake you. If you've struggled in this area like all of us had at one point or not, I'm saying to you today, I want to pray for you that you'll have unshakable faith right now. Let me pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. We don't have to walk around in fear and we don't have to walk around and worry. All we have to do is listen to you and follow you. Father, I just ask for my brother or sister that you would touch them today in such a way that they would have the confidence, they would have the assurance, and they would have great, unshakable faith to take them through this life in victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for being part of this program. Thank you for your prayers and your support. If we've been a blessing to you through the Lord Jesus Christ, would you consider becoming a partner with us? We are taking the Word of God across the world, and you can help us. Just go to encouragingmoments.com. Any gift, small or large, we're very thankful for any gift, any size, and we appreciate your support on Encouraging Moments. Just go to encouragingmoments.com and hit the donate button, and you'll be able to give whatever God's put on your heart. Well, I love you in the Lord, and I can't wait until we meet again. Until next time, be encouraged.
For more Encouraging Moments, go to encouragingmoments.com or on Facebook at Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams.